The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, welcome back. It is my joy, always my joy, to speak to our friend, Kevin McCullough. Kevin, you know that a lot of people know you as Vote Stradamus. They know that you have a flawless record. But today we're just going to have a freewheeling conversation about all kinds of things going on in the news. Kevin McCullough, what is on your heart? What do you think about? Here's a question. Let's start here. There are plenty of people, and I hear them, who say, I don't think Donald Trump should run for president in 2024. We should get behind DeSantis or something. My preference, strong preference, would be that Trump would run, he would win, and then DeSantis can have two terms after that. We've got a deep bench. We don't need to put DeSantis out there now. I believe Trump deserves a second term because I actually believe he was elected to a second term in 2020. What do you say to people who are already, in a way, being cowardly with regard to Trump? Oh, he's divisive. He's divisive. Yes, that's why he's effective, because he's not afraid to speak the truth.
Well, it's interesting that you started out with proclaiming my predictive power in the past, because I missed 2020, according to the experts and according to the statisticians, pretty badly. But if Dinesh D'Souza's film is true, if you know, half of what they were able to prove in with True the Vote is true, then I got that. I got that election called properly.
There is zero question that you got it. And it's not about you, obviously.
And
the thing about
Dinesh's film, and I want everyone to hear this, 2,000 Mules, the interesting thing about this, and you were lucky enough to be in it. They set the standard with True the Vote in terms of how they did the data at 10 times what would be necessary to prove in court. 10 times the legal standard is what they set the threshold at. And even at that threshold, they proved that the election was taken from Donald Trump lawfully, unlawfully. So this is really what's coming up in the next 85 days, I think we are away from the November election, is really, really important to me. And I appreciate you having me back to talk about this. Look, I've been seeing these very comments you're talking about, Matt Walsh, people writing in The Hill, other people at the Daily Wire. There's others that are already out there saying, well, if Trump really wanted to do the best thing possible, he should get out there and campaign for people, and he should wave the flag, but not choose to run himself. And here's my statement, and I wrote about this 2 weeks ago in Town Hall. Stop. This man got more votes than any sitting incumbent president in the history of the country. Nobody's ever come close to as many incumbent votes for re-election as he did. Doesn't matter what Joe Biden got. I don't think anybody thinks that the votes that came in for Joe Biden were legit. But Donald Trump, you know that he earned every vote that he got. And it's the most ever on history. Not only that, every single policy that the Biden administration has undone was a Trump policy that actually moved us in the right direction. So the reason he got those record votes in 2020 was because he had set the country on a path that was helping all people. Every shade of the economic spectrum was being helped. And the ones that were at the bottom of the stack were being lifted up the most. All of that's gone in reverse since Biden's been there. Lastly, if he was an incumbent, it would be his choice. And normally the party would say, you know what, we're going to respectfully defer running anybody against him. It very rarely do you have someone do this. I think Bill Bradley did it against Jimmy Carter, but Carter was not a popular incumbent. Most of the times when the incumbent is even reasonably popular with its base, the party will say, we're not going to put other people in the field. Donald Trump deserves every ounce of deference that a sitting president does when it comes to whether he decides he wants to run or not in 2024. It shouldn't be Matt Walsh's call. It shouldn't be Ben Shapiro's call. It shouldn't be anybody else's call. He gets to decide because he earned the right to make that decision. And I think that he lawfully won a chance to be in the position where he would have been the incumbent to make that decision.
But you understand what is happening. You understand it better than I do. They are trying desperately to discredit him, to smear him in any way possible. And there are many people who are more on our side of this stuff than not, who have basically bought the garbage. They have bought the lie. They've drunk the Kool-Aid and said, yeah, he's damaged. We need to move on. Folks, that's a lie. It's not just a brazen lie. It's simply untrue. And you need to understand that people are spreading this misinformation because they so despise Trump. They would much rather lose. They really don't care about the country. They just hate Trump. So they've been trying to smear him. I believe that's what Mar-a-Lago was about. Now, there's anything they can do.
Well, hold on, Eric, because we need to slow down and go fast. And I don't want to be misunderstood on this. I'm not saying that Matt Walsh is part of the gang that's saying, let's ruin his reputation.
No. Neither am I. Thank you for clarifying.
I think that they are on our side. And I think if he's the nominee, I think they're going to support him. But let me say this to your point. Why do you think they are unleashing these increasingly unlawful tactics against him? Because he is not, to his credit, by the way, even in a statement today, said that he's going to run. He said, I will always do what's best for the country. People have said, well, his age, what about this? What about January 6th? They throw all these things up there. Look, I'll take Trump at 90 over Biden at 60 a day and a half a week. I mean, there's not even a contest here. So when you're talking about a guy who has worked hard, earned the right to be in the position to say it, it's his right to choose. Now, does that mean that Trump will run? I don't know. I think only he knows. Is it mandatory that he has to run if he doesn't want to? No. If he wants to be strategic and get behind someone else, he's the kingmaker. He lays the scepter on the shoulder and says, now it's your turn, but I'm with you. But that's his decision to make. Nobody else's, because he was the one that was wronged in 2020.
Well, that's right. And again, what we're living through, and you get this because you're closer to my age, basically, we have never seen the precedents of history fall apart in the way that they have. The first time I began to notice this was, I remember in the 2000 election, the whole thing with the hanging chads, and we weren't sure for weeks who was the president. I thought, this is weird. In America, we count our votes. We get it clear. We know that night. This is America. That's when you began to see the corruption of the left and the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party, let's be honest, folks, they've been playing this game for many, many decades. And I'm not saying there haven't been corrupt Republicans. For sure they have. And corruption is from the pit of hell. But the Democrats have been playing this game, and things have become more and more shaky and confused. And so what you just said, normally when somebody is president of the United States, you honor them. You treat them with the dignity of the office. Donald Trump, more than any president we have ever seen, has not been afforded that basic dignity, that he was the president of the United States. We treat him this way. But the ultimate example of that is what happened at Mar-a-Lago. It's simply unbelievable that the FBI, they need to be abolished at this point. We need to get real. But who's going to do that? Who's going to do what is needed? Who's going to gut the administrative state? Who has the guts to do that? I believe Donald Trump is the only one who has those guts.
Well, and like I said in my column, there's going to be some things that I think his decision hinges on. And to his credit, and very kind of anti his own instinct, in the 2022 cycle, he has not made 2022 about him. He's gone out on the campaign trail. He has campaigned hard for people that are running in these primary elections in states all over the country. He has more than 200 of his endorsed candidates who have won their races and will now be the nominee and face the Democrat in the general election. And I think with the temperature of where we're at with the economy and with the other crises that we're facing right now, I think there's going to be a significant sweep to the right of center in terms of the leanings of the people, even with independents and others, in November. So it's going to be, he's going to form a government basically in 2022 that is of his making, people he endorsed, people that he gave the sign of approval to.
Hang on. Let's just keep going right there when we come back talking to Kevin McCullough. Must have seen her
dancing in the sand. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. Folks, we're talking to our friend Kevin McCullough for the rest of this hour. Kevin, how can people reach you online?
I'm very excited, Eric. Today's a big day for me because the daily edition of Kevin McCullough Radio begins distribution on the USA Radio Network today. So we're going to be accessible in 700 more cities than we were before, and it's a lot of fun. So I'm on your radio if you've got a local USA radio station. Still on the Salem stations here in New York, and love that. And if you want to just reach me, I'm on Truth Social at KMC Radio. Same with Instagram. Instagram's kind of where I hang out these days, but KMC Radio is where you go.
KMC Radio. Folks, you'd be crazy not to follow this dude. Hey, you were just talking about something when we went to the break.
A lot of people were saying, you know, he hacks too much in his own self-interest. I haven't seen that. In the 2022 cycle, he has campaigned selflessly, kind of the way former presidents do, using his power to help get people elected. But the difference is he has the opportunity to not only get them elected this year, but to help them, you know, get policies through for the next couple of years and then run as their nominee in 2024. Now, he may get to 2023 and say, you know what, I just don't want to, I'm tired. I don't want to do it anymore. That may be a decision he makes. And if he does, he should be afforded that. But if he wants to take the mantle of the 2024 banner for the people that he has helped get elected this election cycle and all the people that voted for him in 2020, it's his decision to make. It's his decision to accept or to decline. And I don't think anybody else, Matt Walsh, Ben Shapiro, anybody else, has any business telling him what to do.
Well, I want to say that there are so many people running who are radical in the best sense. When I think of Doug Mastriano running to be governor in Pennsylvania, ladies and gentlemen, it would be a game changer if that patriot, that hero, were to become governor.
Same with Kerry Lake in Arizona. Same with,
I was just going to say, Kerry Lake in Arizona,
Michigan. Like, he's got a whole stack of them. And also in the Senate races and in the congressional races. These aren't just going to be run-of-the-mill Republicans that get elected if they win. They're going to be America first people that have embraced the Trump doctrine, that have embraced the Trump ideology of returning the focus back to serving the people that elected them. This current clown circus that's down there seems to have the intention for everyone else on planet Earth except Americans. And I think the American people have seen that and they're tired of it.
Well, listen, I would love America to throw out Kevin McCarthy, to throw out Mitch McConnell. These people are pretty pathetic. They're pathetic folks because when they have the opportunity to do the right thing, they have blown it time and time again.
I don't put McCarthy in McConnell's camp. I'm sorry. He was a strong ally for Trump. And he's the one that told Merrick Garland, clear your calendar. We're putting you on trial when we take the majority.
Well, that's what Kevin McCarthy said. Well, maybe Correct. He has his finger in the political wind and that's good enough for me, but he better get it right because America is going down the tubes if we don't have the right kind of bold leadership.
No, I agree with you. And I think McCarthy is a Trump ally all the way through. McConnell, other than the judges, I don't know that he has been. And thank goodness he did work with President Trump on getting those judges in there, because think about what difference it would have been in this last year without three Supreme Court nominees and a whole host of appointees on the appellate and the circuit courts.
Well, part of the reason the left is going scorched earth, first of all, they don't have the truth on their side. They have no arguments. So they have to call you names. So on social media, they will say, I'm a grifter. I'm a Christian national. No, they throw this stuff out there because that's all that they have. Their ideas genuinely have failed. And a lot of good people, they don't understand this stuff. And they just say Trump bad. Trump is vulgar. Trump is this, Trump is that. Ladies and gentlemen, poor people, all kinds of people, but poor people are going to suffer if we don't have America first candidates running the country. We've pushed things as far as they can go. We are at the abyss. If we do not dramatically change things in this next election, you will be to blame if you didn't do all you could. It's not just America that's at stake. The whole world looks to us for leadership, for good or for ill. The whole world looks to us for leadership. And we need people who understand this. We need people who are willing to stand up to China. I don't believe there's anybody who understands the wickedness of the communists better than Donald Trump at this point. He understands who he's dealing with. He knows who unleashed the virus. He knows about the CDC. He knows, in other words, he knows that the World Health Organization, none of these people are pro-America. They are globalists who are by definition anti-America. And they have tons and tons of partners and allies working in the U.S. government, most of them in the Democratic Party, many of them in the GOP. We need leaders who understand this, who understand we're in an ideological war for all the marbles.
No, I couldn't agree with you more, Eric. And when you think about the difference with Donald Trump putting China on notice, punishing them for intellectual theft, property, getting into a trade war with them that we ended up winning, and you figure out the difference between that and the guy that sits there now who has an office reserved for the big guy in a Beijing office tower somewhere because Hunter has business connections there and all the things that are, you know, they're compromised by. It really is a stark contrast. And look, you say it'll be too late in the next election. There are a lot of us that are looking at the actual X's and O's and wondering if it isn't too late already. I mean, the amount of damage that could still be done if people don't show up this November and stop the Congress and the Senate from being allies to the current White House resident, it would be devastating. If we gave this crew another 2 years of unchecked power, we would never recover from it. So we've got to speak up nice and loud in about 80 days and send these people home.
There's no question about it. In hour one today, I spoke to our friend Jason Jones, and we were talking about today being the anniversary of one of the most humiliating moments in the history of this great nation when Joe Biden pulled us out of Afghanistan in a way that almost seemed calculated to give comfort to our enemies. One of the most horrible moments. Folks, that's one. I can think of so many examples of what this administration has done that harm average Americans, that harm people around the world. So even if you really hate Donald Trump, you are on the hook for what this administration is doing. You have to deal with the fact of what they've been doing around the world, that they've been taking American jobs away. They killed the pipeline. They've done innumerable things that I think your average American who has no ideology just says, that's bad for me, seems bad for the country. Why would I vote for them? At least that's my hope.
Eric, can I just piggyback on something that Jason brought up, and that is the Afghanistan exit? We don't significantly understand the historical damage that did to us fully yet, but we have a much better picture of it than we did on the day that it occurred. Because of those actions, the Chinese were basically able to say to Russia, go ahead and invade Ukraine. We won't stop you. The U.S. can't stop you. And they're no longer the strongest country on earth. What that creates at this point in time, and this is relevant to your Food for the Poor campaign and other things, Ukraine is basically the Nebraska and Kansas of Europe. It creates most of the wheat and it feeds much of the region. We have gone from having a personal national security crisis for us to having an international crisis with Russia and Ukraine to very soon, shortly, we're going to have a global food crisis that is going to impact much of the Middle East and much of North Africa down into the Horn of Africa because the Ukraine grain shipments have not come. People are going to be looking to who will solve that problem long term. And no country is in the position at this point in time to swap up land in exchange for help and do other things the way China is. This has repercussion on top of repercussion on top of repercussion that consistently moves the U.S. down the totem pole in terms of significance and decision making. And when we don't lead, when the world doesn't fear the greatness of America, the world becomes an unsafe place. When they think that America is their friend, look out. That's when the world really turns upside down.
I think, you know, in a few weeks, I have a book coming out called Letter to the American Church, where I speak directly to the church in America. Most of my books I write for everybody. I want everyone to read my books. But this book is specifically aimed to speak at the church and to say that if you, Christian leaders in particular, do not understand the situation and do not do everything in your power to mobilize your people to do the right thing, to vote, to stand against evil, not to be afraid, to understand that we are living in extraordinary times and God looks to his people first and foremost, that if the church were to do that, if enough were to do that, we could turn this around. If we don't, and we're not, then it all goes down the tubes. We need to understand where we are, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back talking to Kevin McCullough.
Time and time stands still before.
MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size, regularly priced at $89.98, is now only $39.98 with our listener promo code Eric. Order now because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable. They've got a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057, 1-800-978-3057. Use the promo code Eric or just go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code Eric. The offer will not last very long because these Percale sheets are known to sell very quickly. Order now with promo code Eric at MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Eric.
We used to laugh. We used to cry. We used just to bow our heads.
Folks, talking to Kevin McCullough, KMC Radio. You can find him, and you should find him, KMC Radio. Kevin, what do you think? I mean, what happened with Mar-a-Lago recently, it shows to me a level of desperation on the left. In other words, they cannot abide the concept, the possibility of Trump getting back into the White House. I believe that that will happen. He will get back in, but they will do anything, including, I think, if they were able to put a bullet in his head. In other words, I don't think that they care about anything, about the appearance of evil. I don't think they care. In other words, I think the level of desperation has ratcheted up so dramatically that they know not what they do. They're not even being wise in prosecuting the evil plans that they have. They have simply gone all out. And I think when you do that, it backfires. I think that what happened in Mar-a-Lago is in some ways the beginning of the end for them.
Several thoughts on that. And I would say yes to everything that you said, but it didn't start with Mar-a-Lago. I think the whole contrived primetime appearance of the January 6th Select Committee and all the rest of this garbage that has been going on has been strategically calculated to try to just nick him and cut him to death. And just, you know, 1,000 nicks, they think they're going to get him to bleed out. The problem is he's got really tough skin. And the other problem is that the American people are way more tuned in than they've been in a long, long time. So, you know, tomorrow, Tuesday of this week, is the primary in Wyoming. And I fully expect Liz Cheney to lose by more than 15 to 20 points in her primary. She's done everything she could to say, come vote for me if you're a Democrat or an independent or whoever else. But it's not she has totally miscalculated where her own support and her own voters are at. And I think that that's kind of replicative of most of, well, not only all the red states, the known red states, but I think in the seven states that you had the suspicious activity in. And by the way, there was more suspicious activity in other states besides those seven. It just happened to turn on those. But I want to give your listeners and viewers a little bit of encouragement about this, because the Select Committee has actually been embarrassed that they were on in prime time because they brought up witnesses that told fabricated lies and then got debunked within minutes of giving their testimony. The Mar-a-Lago raid, you know, Trump himself was able to embarrass them publicly by saying none of it was classified. All they had to do was ask. And, you know, I would have told them where it was. I put an extra lock on it because they asked me to, and I would have told them where the key was. This type of activity by the average person, the independent minded, not necessarily partisan junkie that is in the middle of America, sees it and goes, this isn't even close to fair. So you've got a lot of things working against them, but you've also had some significant wins. The Wisconsin Supreme Court said this last year that all of their kind of vote electoral deregulation that was done for the pandemic was unconstitutional according to the state's constitution. You've had Zuckerberg boxes basically be banned in multiple states where they were active last time. And that was a large degree of how True the Vote was able to prove what happened in the election in terms of the fraud. You have, as you already mentioned, Doug Mastriano, who's running for governor of Pennsylvania and has a very good shot at winning. I'm telling you, friend, you get someone like him as the new chief executive of that state, you turn that state in a different direction for 4 years. It is a really amazing thing. My bottom line is this, Eric, they've come with the vim and vigor of dragon fire, but they have not been able to lay a flame on him. And this is going to be the ultimate legacy. Not only will Trump likely run and likely be reelected, but he will likely continue what he started doing in those first 4 years and finish the job, give it another 4 years of all out returning to America first as priority and then setting up the future for what comes next. But you can't look at this year and say that there's any reason for pessimism. That also doesn't mean you can just expect that it's going to be taken care of. To your point, you got to get out and vote. And we've got to run like we're 200 points behind every single day. But I do believe that a change is coming, and I do believe it's going to be significant.
Well, again, you know, we want to be clear. Folks, voting is pathetic. Like if all you do is vote, it's like saying I paid child support, right? You need to vote. You need to get other people to vote. You need to get involved in the local election process. Maybe you need to run for office, you need to get involved. We do not govern ourselves simply by voting. So the first thing you need to do, by the grace of God, you vote. You make sure that you vote and you tell everyone to vote, because if people who share most of our values voted, frankly, it would be game over. This nation would be in the hands of people who love America, and we would not be here if we only voted. But there's so much to do. Things have gotten so far that there are innumerable other things we need to do. We have a final segment coming up with our friend Kevin. But folks, I want to remind you again, we're doing a campaign with Food for the Poor. We really need your help. I don't know who you are. This is something everyone can do. It doesn't matter what you give. I'm asking you to go to MetaxasTalk.com. I'm asking you, please, to go to MetaxasTalk.com to give something. Food for the Poor is as good an organization as you could ever hope to work with, or you can call 844-863-HOPE, 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 or go to MetaxasTalk.com. Before we come back with Kevin McCullough, let me remind you, Mike Lindell has invented coffee, a new coffee. Go to mystore.com and try it. Everyone now, I've pushed it on everyone, and they're actually raving about it, which thrills me. So use the code Eric, go to mystore.com, mystore.com. You've got to try the coffee, and you'll see. We'll be right back with Kevin.
These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow.
We're talking to Kevin McCullough, KMC Radio. Congratulations on blasting on the USA networks across America. That is just a feather in your cap, in your turban, if you're both Stradamus. I want to say that really is good news, Kevin. That's fantastic.
Thank you,
worked
sir.
Hard for this.
Yeah, excited about it, and look forward to it. Look, we've been in syndication for some time, but to have a partner like USA come along and say they want to offer it to a whole bunch of new stations is really wonderful. And I'm grateful to Chip Miller and the new management there. You know, USA, I know we're a Salem property, and you and I are loyal Salem guys. But USA Radio was doing kind of a Christian talk format before Salem existed. Marlon Maddox and some of those guys back in the day really tried to get Christians to think clearly. And it's going to be fun to be part of that little family over there as well. So thanks for letting me come on today, and thanks for mentioning it.
You're welcome. You know, I think part of what has to happen, or what is happening in America, is, as I've said many times, we've been so blessed that we've been spoiled, and we've been drifting along thinking I don't really need to do anything. I remember the first clear example of this is when 9/11 happened 20 years ago. And I remember, you know, George W. Bush saying, just go out and shop. You don't need to do anything. In a sense, it was an abdication of the idea of self-government, where everyone is involved. Everyone is willing to risk his life for his country. Everyone is willing to get out there and do something. We need to recapture that vision that you cannot have a country that's genuinely free unless most people take an active role in self-government, whatever that means. But you don't sit back and say, well, I pay taxes and we've got a military force and they do that. I don't know who that is, but somebody else takes care of that. We have to govern ourselves. We have to roll our sleeves up and get back involved in what it means to be a free citizenry. And what goes along with that really is a re-education of America to say, this is how we did it from 1776 or 1787 onward. This is how we stay free. This is what we do. This is what it looks like. And when you take your eye off the ball, this is where you begin to drift into some kind of tyranny, whether it's King George III treating us like colonial slaves, or a deep state that is detached from we the people. We need to kind of re-educate Americans about what it means to be an American. You know, I wrote a book called If You Can Keep It, But I think that there's so much more in terms of telling our history and re-educating people. And frankly, I think we're going to get that opportunity. But it's high time that we learn what America is, why it's a great idea, why these ideas are worth defending.
Well, that's a part of why we do what we do, Eric, isn't it? I mean, the education process is something that is 24 hours a day, and you learn when you go to the store and you see an $11 gallon of milk and you go, well, wait a minute, how did that happen? And it's an opportunity to be reminded not only that we need to be involved, but that we are actually the ones that are in charge. You mentioned colonial slaves, and that was exactly how King George saw us. But you know what? It's exactly how the Democratic Party sees America. They believe that they are in power, that they have absolute right to power, and that we have to do everything that they tell us to do. And the truth is that when we elect someone, we are the employer. They are the employee. We pay their salary collectively through our taxes. We tell them, you can work in this office for this amount of time, and if you do a good job, you may get to stay longer. If you don't, we reserve the right to send you home. I think there is such a lack of information on how the process works, especially in the kind of busyness that Americans live in. And if you're talking about particularly busy people in metropolitan areas that are trying to pay bills and, you know, just make it week to week, it becomes a very daunting thing. But the one thing that you can always, take to the bank is that person serves at your leisure. And if you don't like the job that they're doing, this is really important. I hope everybody hears me on this. If you keep electing the same people, they're not going to do different things. You have to elect different people that are going to do different things to have different things be done. I know it seems elementary, kind of infantile maybe, but that we keep saying for some reason, well, if I just keep sending Chuck Schumer back from New York, eventually New York will get better. No, New York continues to get worse because we keep sending the same guy back who does the same thing to us.
Well, John, Kevin, let me say this, because I think this is at the heart of the issue. When you hear people talk about the government, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't understand what America is, you're going to talk about the government. If you understand what America is, you understand you are the government. Literally, we, the people, govern ourselves. We are free. We are not governed from without, from above, from beneath. We are governed by ourselves. And what that means is there is no government. You are the government, and it is your job to make sure that you elect people to represent your interests. And if you don't get that, if it leads to cynicism, actually it leads to two things. Either it leads you to cynicism to say, it's nothing I can do. It's the government, no matter what I do, no matter what I do. If that's your attitude, you're cynical, and that is sin. You are part of the problem. It also leads to people even more cynically saying, you know what? The government. I want to get a piece of that. I want to elect people who are gonna kind of, you know, help me a little bit. Instead of doing the right thing, you just realize there's nothing I can do. So I might as well get on the board with the people that are destroying America. But at least I'll get something out of it. So you either become part of the corruption actively, and you buy into it, or you say there's nothing I can do. They're all corrupt, and you do nothing, and you aid them. It's our job to govern ourselves. Folks, if you don't understand that, you've become a part of the problem. We need to govern ourselves and figure out what that means.
No, that's well said. And the greatest advance that evil can make is for good people to sit on the sidelines. And I think that, to be encouraged here, Eric, I think that the nation has awakened. I think that the foibling, fumbling commander in chief that wanders around the White House grounds lost looking for his ice cream every afternoon has, to be candid, kind of scared the nation into just how bad we will end up if we don't take this seriously.
That's exactly correct. We're out of time, but Kevin, you've said it exactly, and I've said the same thing over and over. I think that things have to get really, 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 really bad to wake us up. And God in his mercy is using the chaos and the disaster to wake people up. Kevin McCullough, thank you for being my guest. God bless you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, the headline is we need your help. What do I mean by that? I mean at least three things by that. Number one, if it's possible for you to get to be part of our studio audience, August 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and 8th in New York. This week, it starts about 4 o'clock every day. We're taping the late night, the talk show with Eric Metaxas. It is a mainstream TV talk show. We don't have time to get into it now, but it's nuts. We've got a lot of mainstream guests. It's going to be a blast. We can't share most of it with you yet. But if you can get there, go to ericmetaxas.com. You'll see where it says speaking or schedule, whatever, and you click on it. Every day, you can sign up through Eventbrite. We'd love you there all 4 days or just one day. You can bring as many people as you want to sign them up. But this is going to be a wild, fun thing. We need some fun, folks. We need some fun because there's a lot of tough stuff going on, but we want you to be there. Please do what you can. That's number one. Number two, if you follow me on social media, let me just ask you, instead of liking what I put there, would you retweet it or would you share it? Would you share it on Facebook? I'm trying to get a lot of information out, and I don't think I've ever said this before, but a lot of times people will like something. We need to get the word out. We are being suppressed. We know that what we're doing, whether we're being shadow banned, I don't mean to sound like, you know, like the like Chicken Little. This is actually, or not Chicken Little. Who am I looking for? Oh, the boy who cried wolf. This is actually happening. Yeah. We need your help, folks, to multiply our message. Everything we put out, it's a struggle. So whatever you can do to help us. And speaking of helping us, as you know, every couple of times a year, we try to raise funds for an organization that we think worthy. At the top of the list is Food for the Poor. Food for the Poor is an amazing Christian nonprofit relief organization. They go where there is a need. And I just want to tell you right now, they are helping families who have fled the Ukraine. Now, we don't need to get into the politics of it. These are people that are suffering, and we want to show them the love of God. We want to help them. Food for the Poor, I can't think of anybody that I would trust more to do that. So Food for the Poor is partnering with a number of Christian organizations, relief organizations, ministry partners to get food, literal food to these families that have fled their homes. They've left everything behind. If you know anybody who's ever been through anything like this, my parents experienced this kind of thing. It's hellish. And we want to show them the love of God. So I want to ask you simply to call this number to help. Or you can just go to the banner. Our banner is MetaxasTalk.com. That's the radio banner. We want you to give. We want you to give generously. We just want everybody who listens to this program to do what you can. By God's grace, we are able to do something. Let's do what we can. So please go to MetaxasTalk.com. Or you can call this number. I'll give it to you right now. 844-863-HOPE. Please dial that number. Please give what you can now. It's August 1st. We don't have a lot of time to do this. It's always a struggle. God bless you as you give. 844-863-HOPE. 844-863-HOPE. These are people that are struggling, and we need to do what we can to help them. 844-863-HOPE. 844-863-HOPE. MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner there. And Albin and I will shortly let you know. Everybody who gives anything, we will put your names in a hat, so to speak, proverbial hat, and we'll have a number of grand prize winners. We want to give you signed books and all kinds of things. And I always say anybody who can give $10,000 is tax deductible. I'd be delighted to have dinner with you, to spend an evening with you. We always manage to make that work. So remember, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, or go to MetaxasTalk.com. God bless you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.